It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. Today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
What happened to the power of God? Like all of Zeus astray. Dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Let nothing stands between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming.
Gentry.
Thank you very much, Tom, and good Saturday, everybody. Welcome to the Saturday edition of VPN Radio. Dale Gentry here praying, and for the next hour, we're going to pray. We're going to pray together because we are a force in the earth when we pray. We have a special prayer broadcast lined up on this Saturday. Or as we pray for you, your family, your city, your church, your nation. And I'm here to proclaim and declare that revival is coming to a city near you, maybe even to your city. And so we're praying today, believing that the word of the Lord, as the Bible declares, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. Bishop Tony Miller will be on the phone with us in a little while. But first, I have a very important message for you today. It's just in my spirit, and I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you. He really loves you, and that he is with you, and he has promised not to leave you nor forsake you. And sometimes we just come to a place where we just say, you know, does God really care about me? Does he really love me? Is he really thinking about me? And, you know, I came to a place several years ago when I was a pastor, and I just had not heard from the Lord in a while. And I was preaching, and I was still doing the stuff, the shepherd stuff. but I just wasn't hearing the voice of the Lord. And I was just very concerned about that. And one morning on my way to the church, I was in my car praying. And I said these words, "Lord, do you really see me? Do you really know who I am? I'm Dale Gentry. I'm your servant. And but I can't feel your presence, and I just don't know if you really know who I am or you're concerned about me." And soon after those words came out of my mouth, there was a sparrow that hit my windshield. I looked in my rearview mirror as that little sparrow plummeted into the ditch. And I heard the voice of the Lord say to me, "Son, I saw that sparrow that just went into the ditch, and how much more important are you than that little sparrow?" I wept, I cried all the way to the church that morning. Those hot tears came down on my cheeks, realizing that out of the 6 billion people, 6 billion people on the face of the earth, God knows me. He knows my name, and He loves me. And I'm here to tell you today, regardless of how you're feeling, because some of you may have all sorts of different emotions, you may be going through difficulties, pain and sorrow and grief and heartache, you must know that Jesus loves you. He loves you, and He cares for you. And I'll never forget, years ago, I was ministering in Los Angeles, California. And I was sitting on the front row of the church, about ready to go up and minister to the congregation that was there on that Sunday. And I heard the Holy Spirit say these words to me, "Son, when you get up, all I want you to say today is Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you." And I wrestled with that, because I knew that I had been invited by the pastor to come and preach and minister in that Sunday morning service. And I knew those few words in the realm of the natural would not suffice, but I know that we serve a supernatural God. So, in obedience, I got up and I said to the congregation, "All I came to say to you today is Jesus loves you." and they looked at me, and I looked at them, and they were wondering what else was going to happen. So I said it again, "Jesus loves you." And little or no response, them looking at me saying, "Is this all He has today? This is kind of strange. This is kind of weird." But then the anointing of the Holy Spirit came upon me, and I said these words, "Jesus loves you." And then great passion rose out of my heart. And I said to them, "Jesus really loves you." And at that moment, people got up and began to come to the front of the church weeping before God, some of them on their knees, some of them prostrate, laying on their faces. And that morning was one of the most incredible services I've ever led in my entire 47 years of full-time ministry. So I'm here to say to you today that Jesus loves you. And David, he spoke these words, and I want to speak these words to you from Psalms 121. "I will lift up my eyes to the hills, from which comes my help. My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep." The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by the day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. He shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. The Lord, He loves you, and He's watching over you to perform all that He has put in your heart, your dreams, your vision. And I just pray for you today. I want you to know today that you're not alone. The Lord is with you, regardless of how lonely you may feel, regardless of how insufficient you may seem to be. You know, I don't know what all has happened to you today, but I pray for you. I pray for you that your faith will fail not. I pray for you today that you will not be overtaken in bitterness. I pray today that you will not let go of one promise that He has for you. And I pray for those of you today that have waited for so long for your dreams to come true. I pray for you today on this Saturday. I pray that your faith will not fail you. I pray that you will hang on to that hand, that unchanging hand of our Father God who loves you so much. Jesus loves you today, and I pray for you today. I ask the Holy Spirit to minister to you today here on BPN Radio. We set ourselves in agreement for you today. His will, plan, and purpose be accomplished in your life in the name of Jesus. I pray for those of you that are sick today. You don't feel well and you just need healing. I pray for your healing. I pray for those of you today that are going through the death of a loved one or a divorce, or maybe you're having incredible financial problems. Maybe you don't have enough money today to pay your bills and Christmas is coming. You say, I don't have enough money for Christmas gifts. I pray for you today. I pray for those of you today that feel all alone. I just want you to know that Jesus loves you and that you're not alone today. And I ask the Lord to minister to you today. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Here's Gary Job to sing a song. I'm not alone. I declare today, you're not alone. We're praying for you this morning, and Jesus loves you.
Yeah.
it's great to have on the BPN broadcast today on this Saturday a longtime friend of mine, Bishop Tony Miller from Oklahoma City. He pastors the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, a great church there. I was able to minister there just a few weeks ago. And Bishop Tony Miller is the founder and president of Destiny World, and reaching literally around the world. And Bishop Tony Miller has been my friend since 1987. So it's been a long-term relationship. He's a wonderful man of God. He's the author of several books. One of my favorite is Journey to Significance, and he's got some other books. But Bishop Tony Miller, welcome to the broadcast today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's great to be with you and to be a part of the broadcast.
Well, I know that God has given you a major opportunity to minister into the body of Christ, particularly in the lives of pastors and ministers. I know you do leadership conferences. You minister on television, radio, and, you know, God has given you an opportunity to reach literally around the world, particularly in the lives of pastors and churches and leaders.
I've had the privilege, Dale, of preaching in 75 nations of the world. And we've had about 275,000 pastors go through our training schools in the last 25 years. So I spend my life with leaders on a regular basis, and I am honored to serve them and to see the purpose and destiny of God brought forth in their life, and to see the things that God put in them for this generation come forth and be brought into fruition. You know, I learned a long time ago, Brother Dale, that our potential is God's gift to us. You didn't earn it. You can't buy it. God deposits it in your life. He gives you potential in raw form. But what we do with it is our gift back to God. And so I've spent my life trying to help other people learn how to discover and deploy the potential of God that's been invested in their life.
Well, I know that you are certainly gifted to do that. And today, I would just like, before we have prayer together, I'd just like to talk you to talk with us about what you see in the church, because I know that you have entrance into some of the great churches in America and other parts of the world. I consider you one of the great preachers of our time, one of the great spokespersons, and I believe that God has given you tremendous insight. And just share a little bit about what you see going on in the church today, any concerns you have, and how there may be a call to pray, a call to revival. I know that so many churches are falling into this, without being negative, a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. And so what do we need in the church today?
Brother Dale, as I travel across not only our nation, but the nations of the world, we're becoming obvious that North America is becoming one of the great mission fields and one of the greatest needy areas of our generation. 100 years ago, America was the seedbed of missions, world evangelization, and the place where the gospel was exported to help change the world. But over the last 20 to 40 years, we have seen not necessarily a decrease in the generosity of America in its sense of still giving, but in its impact, because in a lot of ways we have taken what was birthed, I believe, by the Spirit and the life of God, and now we've tried to maintain it by the ingenuity of men. While I believe God is creative and that unique gift of his divine nature has been deposited into us, that we too are creative, I do not believe it that we can build the church or the kingdom, take cities, break down strongholds simply through the ingenuity and creativity of mankind. So there's a great hunger in my heart. I lead a network of churches, but I believe God's put a trumpet in my hand to blow that we are calling churches forth to be true presence-driven churches. Churches that once again recognize, make room for the ministry of the Holy Spirit. You know, Zechariah prophesied in Zechariah 4, verse number 6, he said, it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by my spirit. And literally, those words mean it's not by the tenacity of you refusing to give up, and it's not by the strength of all the things you have amassed. In other words, you 10,000 people being in your auditorium is not what's going to make your city come to the cross and be impacted for the kingdom. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the working of my spirit. And then he says to him in the very next verse that this mountain shall become a plain when you shall grace to it. And literally what he's saying is that when the Spirit of God begins to operate in the earth, he brings back the ability to recover lost purposes. And one of the, I think that the lost purpose there is that the house of God had become forgotten. The foundation of God had become covered over with rubbish, and it become a mountain in Zerubbabel's pathway. But God said, my spirit is coming to remove the rubbish and all the things that have blocked you from purpose and distracted you and detracted from my ability. I'm blowing it off of that foundation because my grace is coming. There's an empowerment coming to rise up and be the people of the Spirit. So I'm excited today, Dale, because I really believe that God is calling for churches all across North America to not just buy into the processed systems of our day, if I could say it that way, because I don't want to be negative about how people do church. It's not about style, it's about substance. And I just sense that we have been content in America to be processed, franchised, fast food, when in reality the Holy Spirit is coming to awaken an army of people from the inside who will stand up, look at the things that God has promised them and said, you know what, we've got to recover lost purposes. We've got to recover the things that were destined to be a part of our DNA and a part of our nature so that God's power is released.
Well, I believe that. And I believe that God is raising up an army of pastors who will be like Gideon, will blow that trumpet, and people will hear the sound. But I know that there are so many pastors today that are intimidated by the war on Christianity. They're intimidated by the opinions of other people, parishioners in their church. And so somehow the so many pastors are becoming silenced, and even the Holy Spirit is being reduced to a back room or somewhere else. And there is a war on what we would call spirit-led church or spirit-led services, and a reduction of praying in the Spirit, or being confined to this or that. I just sense that there's pastors out there are so hungry for God, but maybe they're intimidated by time restraints, time restrictions, people that may not go along or endorse what they're doing or saying. And maybe you could just address this situation, because I know that there are Christian leaders in our nation that's really waged war on the gifts of the Spirit and Spirit-led services.
Yeah, I think everywhere just about in the Bible, when the angel of the Lord showed up to call forth a man or a woman into a destiny that would shake up the system of the day, the angel always began his address to them with fear not. Because I think intimidation becomes the avenue that the enemy uses to silence men and women who have incredible gifts. We're living right now in a time, Dale, when I think our whole world, and particularly North America, is living under a spirit of fear and timidity, not just in the church world. It's manifesting in church leadership because it's a reality in the whole natural setting of our world. We just finished an election cycle in America just a few weeks ago, where there was voting that took place, and obviously the consequences of the outcome of that vote has shifted some of our political landscape. But here was what was intriguing to me. When they did the exit survey of all the people leaving the voting booth, and they asked them, what is it that motivated you to vote the way you did? 70% of the people gave an answer that denoted some fear they had. I was afraid of the economy. I was afraid of my job. I was afraid I wouldn't have health care. I was afraid of ISIS. I was afraid that we were going to have terrorist attacks. So 70% of the voters were driven by fear to make a decision. The reality is that the pulpits of America are being confronted on a weekly basis with the powers of darkness seeking to intimidate us. And I believe that the first voice that we're going to hear is the voice of the Lord saying, fear not. Be free from this intimidating spirit that is coming. When David came to face Goliath, he got intimidated from three different directions. The first intimidation came from his own brothers. They intimidated him with their criticism. Why are you down here? Who's keeping them sheep you got? Who do you think you are? What makes you think you can be any different than us? We got a giant here. We're afraid to handle it.
Yeah.
What makes you think you can handle it? So they tried to intimidate Goliath before he had a chance to even fail.
Yeah.
They tried to intimidate him.
Yeah.
As soon as he leaves his brothers, the next person that he tries to intimidate him is his own overseer. King Saul looks at him and says, David, this man is a warrior from his youth. This guy's been trained. He's a part of the greatest army that we've ever faced, the Philistines. You can't do this, son. You're a shepherd boy. And he wanted to intimidate him by his lack of skill and his lack of resource.
Yeah.
And David had to give him his resume. You don't understand, Saul. Thank God delivered me from the bear, the paw of the bear, and the grasp of the in this circumstance. And then he gets on the battlefield, and his enemy, Goliath, starts trying to intimidate him by mocking him. Who am I, a dog, that you should come at me with a stick and with stones? And he tried to intimidate him out of the battle. And I just sensed the Holy Ghost today, Dale, saying, fear not.
Yeah.
This is not a day for timidity. This is not a day to be fearful over what we don't have. This is a day to run to the battlefield. This is a day to embrace the power of God. This is really not a negative day, because the more we see the world evolving into darkness, the greater the ability of the gospel, I believe, to bring true transformation to people's lives if we won't be timid.
I agree.
The thing that we have in our hands, the treasure that we possess, is more valuable, more powerful, more enlightening, and more transforming than anything that the world has to offer. And we're timid to even offer it. This is the greatest day for the full gospel church has ever been.
Yeah.
We live in a generation of experiential people. Everybody wants to experience something. And when we finally got a generation that wants to be experiential, the full gospel church has become non-experiential. This is the moment we've been born for. This is what I believe God's been trying to get us to for 100 years, ever since Azusa, is to bring us to a generation that would embrace the activity of the Holy Spirit in such a way that it couldn't be explained. It could only be experienced.
Oh, I agree. I certainly concur, and I just know that that we're on the precipice of something incredible spiritually in our nation. I just know that there are men out there that are looking for leaders like yourself who will like Gideon, blow the trumpet. And so I just want you to spend a few moments. You can say a few words to pastors or church leaders, or you can just pray for them. But I want you at least pray for them today.
Dale, this morning when I knew that we would be sharing on this phone call, I was awakened with this reality. And if there's pastors that are listening today, I'm rallying pastors to a fresh move and a fresh wind of the Holy Ghost. In fact, later on I can tell you about an opportunity where we're gathering in March, but I just sense that there is an awakening of presence-driven, spirit-empowered people who are taking themselves and putting themselves into a new position, an upright position, to begin to move forward. But this morning when I got up, I sensed the Holy Spirit say this to me. You know, history is recorded in lifetimes. When you read a biography, you get 75 years of a man's life in 250 pages. It's recorded in lifetimes, but watch this, it's experienced in moments.
Yeah.
And we are in a divine moment. We are in a divine moment. And our ability to perceive the moment is going to give us the power to enter into it. Jesus came to Jerusalem and said, if you would have recognized your day, things would have changed. But because you couldn't recognize it, you didn't have the power to enter into it. I believe there's people listening to our voice today. The Holy Spirit is sparking something on the inside of people who are listening. Not only pastors, but leaders in business world. People in every dimension are being awakened to the fact, you know what, I was born for this moment. And I perceive this is not a day to retreat. This is a day to advance. This is a day to move in and take advantage of what it is that God wants to do in this moment. And if I will perceive the moment, God will empower me to move into it. And I just want to say to every leader, do not miss this moment. Don't say 3 months and then comes, or 4 months, or in a couple of years, or when the White House changes, or when the, no. This is the moment. I believe 2015 is an incredibly strategic year, prophetically, for the body of Christ. And if we rise up and embrace the moment, allow the Holy Spirit to breathe on us, we're going to see some recovery of lost purposes and lost things that are coming back to the house of God. I believe we're going to see altars filled. I believe we're going to see marriages put back together.
Yeah.
We're going to see things that nobody can explain. They can only experience.
I agree. Well, say a prayer for us, Bishop Tony Miller.
Father, I thank you today for people who have joined to this prayer network, to this broadcast. Lord, I thank you today for the power and the awakening of the Holy Spirit. And Lord, we acknowledge today that everything you do in the earth, you do on the basis of Calvary through the power of the Spirit. And I pray today in Jesus' name that you would empower your people, breathe a fresh breath of God into our lives, cause us to stand up and become the people you desire us to be. Lord, I pray for pastors today. I pray that the spirit of intimidation would come off of their lives. May we not be intimidated by our culture. May we not be intimidated by the people around us. May we not be pressed into a mold, but may we be people who believe the report of the Lord and encourage, speak, and declare the things that you have put in our hearts. Lord, I pray for cities today to be awakened.
Yeah.
Lord, you've placed men and women in cities to awaken those cities that the kingdom of God has come. It is here.
Yes.
And I thank you for your rulership and your reign. We come to push back the forces of darkness today and to release your lordship into every place and every sphere of life. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I set myself in agreement. Really appreciate you being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. Tell people how they can reach you. There may be pastors. I believe there's a lot of pastors out there. They just feel all alone. They just would really love to get connected with your ministry. And tell the people how they can contact you.
Thank you, Brother Dale, for giving us this opportunity. For those who may be pastors, I have a network of churches called Destiny Network International, churches across the world that together, we have times where guys can gather. They can go to our local church, www.thegatechurch.tv, or they can go to www.destinywo.com. and get information. That's thegatechurch.tv. There's resources that will be available on that website or to destinywo.com. And Brother Dale, I just believe, I felt such an urgency in 2015. I'm holding a gathering for pastors and leaders the first week in March in Oklahoma City to call men to do things that are, I believe, unprecedented. Habakkuk said, I'm going to do a work in the earth that had I told you, you wouldn't have believed it because it was unprecedented. And I believe there's some unprecedented things that's about to be released in the earth. I would encourage every man, woman that could, that has a leadership capacity in this nation, if you can get to the heartland, something strategic will happen those few days. I feel it strongly. We can serve pastors. We do it on a regular basis. They can contact me and I'd be happy to do what I could.
And give us the dates again for your for the conference in March.
It's March 4, 5, and 6.
March 4, 5, and 6 in Oklahoma City. And, of course, you can contact Bishop Tony Miller through thegatechurch.tv or destinywo.com. Thank you so much for being on the broadcast, Bishop Tony Miller. I sure love you, and thank you for sharing today here on BPN Radio.
Brother Dale, thank you. And I want to say to those that are listening, this is a great ministry to sow into. I've known Dale since 1987, and I've never known a man that can stir people's hearts to believe God in prayer more than Dale Gentry, Dale and Gene Gentry. So, Dale, it's my honor. Thank you. We love you. We bless you in Jesus' name.
And thank you. And appreciate you being on the broadcast today, driving down the road. You have a safe journey.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, it's a tremendous privilege to have Bishop Tony Miller on the phone with us today. Wow. What an amazing man of God. What an amazing preacher and leader Bishop Tony Miller is. And thank you for listening to BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station, as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And revival in the church, as we've been talking about, an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And so thank you for your prayers of agreement. And thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you want to donate to this ministry, you can go to the donate button on our website. And our website is bpnradio.com. bpnradio.com. And wow, on that, I'm looking at our website now, and there is a place there, of course, that you can play the Breakout Prayer Network broadcast, BPN Radio, 24 hours a day. And then there's three ways to pray with Dale at home at your computer, on the move with your smartphone. And all you have to do is just go to your apps and download the TuneIn, T-U-N-E-I-N, the TuneIn app. It's a green app. And once you're downloaded, then you just type in BPN Radio. It will be right there. And the next time you click on that TuneIn app, you'll be right there on BPN Radio. And, of course, you can also purchase a mini transmitter that you can put in your car, and you can listen to this broadcast as you go down the road there. If you have a prayer request, at the bottom of the our website, submit your prayer request. All you have to do is double click that and fill out the information, and you hit submit, and then your prayer request will go immediately to our prayer team, who is praying with you for the next 7 days, the prayer of agreement, believing, according to James 5 and 16, that your prayer requests will be fulfilled as we pray for one another. So thank you for praying with us today. And we're believing for 1,000 prayer centers in America. 1,000 prayer centers. And if you would like to, if you would like to have a prayer center, you would like to be a part of the BPN network, then you can just send us a request. Actually, you can just put on your prayer request there. You can just say, I would like to have a BPN, host a BPN prayer center, and you can put the name of your city. We're thankful we have our very first one, Clewiston, Florida, New Harvest Church, and the prayer leader is Pastor Chuck Pelham, and that's all you have to do. And if it's a private location, you can put private locations. We're going to pray. We're praying for revival in America. We believe there's hope for our nation, hope for our land. And so today we are believing God as we stand for this nation. And we pray for the cities of our nation. And we come against, as we prayed yesterday, we come against all spirits of violence in the cities of our nation. We bind all spirits of violence. We declare in Jesus' name that there will be no violence in our street, but there will be a demonstration of the power of the Holy Ghost. And so we are praying today, believing God today for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And we're also praying today for young people to come out of obscurity and preach to their generation. And if you would like to know more about what God is doing there, you can go to youngpreachers.net. Youngpreachers.net. We've got a number of young people who are preaching 5-minute sermons on youngpreachers.net. We just believe there is hope. We just see revival coming across this land. One more spiritual awakening in America. And I believe God. I believe God. In fact, I believe that revival has already begun in America. And I believe in the next few weeks, in the next few months, we're going to hear more and more about what God is doing. Now, you got to understand, there's a battle raging for the heart and soul of this nation, for the heart and soul of America. But you got to know that God is with us. And he wants to help us. And we are praying, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. He said, I'll hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. And so I declare today that we are standing. We're standing for revival in America. We will not allow the powers of darkness to overrun this land. We stand. And as mighty warriors. So there is a battle raging. And here's Godfrey Bertel to sing about it as we pray.
There's a battle raging over this land. A deep damage in the people. But pride stops us stretching out our withered hand. But God has stretched out to heal us. The sun, oh, the sun, oh, the sun, oh, the sun, oh.
America. Hear the word of the Lord. Well, we just believe that here in America, one touch from the King, from you, Lord Jesus, is going to change everything in this nation. So we cry out, Lord, for that revival, that spiritual awakening in this nation, in this land. We trust you and we believe you, and we bind the powers of darkness that would come to destroy this nation, to destroy this land. So, Father God, we pray today your hedge of protection about America. We pray your hedge of protection, O God, about this nation. We pray your hedge of protection, O God, about America. And we trust you and believe you. We plead the blood of Jesus over our land, that you will protect our cities, and that you, Father God, will protect our nation. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. We trust you and we believe you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise God. We're so thankful and grateful to have you praying with us here on the Breakout Prayer Network on BPN Radio. And I want to welcome churches all across America today that are praying with us. And I'm just so thankful to have all of you churches that are praying with us today. So thankful and so grateful. If your church is not represented, you got to realize it can be. Your church can be represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network by just going to letspraymerica.com. There'll be a place to sign up, and your church can be represented. Just put your name, your email address, and the name of your church. We want to welcome churches all across America today that are praying with us, that are represented here on the Breakout Prayer Network. New Life Church in Hot Springs, Arkansas, thank you for praying with us. Community Fellowship Church in Jonesboro, Arkansas. First Assembly of God Church in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, as well as Rhema Bible Church, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. The House of the Lord, Chickasha, Oklahoma. Fellowship Bible Church of Northwest Arkansas in Rogers, Arkansas. We want to thank you for praying with us today. New Life Church in Alamo, California. First Assembly of God, Enid, Oklahoma, that is represented today. The Catholic Community Church in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Welcome to the Breakout Prayer Network. Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship in San Diego, California. First Baptist Church, Marlow, Oklahoma. That's where I was born, Marlow, Oklahoma. And Las Buenas Nuevas Church in Norwalk, California. I minister to that church. Great church. Give a shout out there. We appreciate the Breakwater Church in Redondo Beach, California. praying with us today. We're thankful today for churches in Tulsa, a lot of churches, St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, as well as Life Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are thankful for Spread God's Word Church in San Francisco, California, as well as the Four Square Church of San Francisco, California. Thank you so very, very much for praying with us. Cross Point Church, Sand Springs, Oklahoma, Evangelistic Center Church in Shawnee, Oklahoma. We appreciate these churches that are praying with us today, and we ask that you pray for these churches, The Bridge in Orlando, Florida, and Church on the Living Age, Longwood, Florida, Restoration of Hope Ministries in Cookeville, Tennessee, Pine Eden Baptist Church in Crossville, Tennessee. So thankful for High Point Church in Arlington, Texas, that is praying with us, and Buckhead Community Church in Atlanta, Georgia. We are thankful for Liberty Christian Fellowship in Guyton, Georgia, praying with us, in Real Life Church in Brownsville, Texas, Abundant Grace Ministry in Canyon, Texas, praying with us. We have Southport United Methodist Church in Indianapolis, Indiana. Father, we pray for these and other churches all across America, that the outpouring of your Holy Spirit will be demonstrated in the name of Jesus in these congregations. I pray, Lord, for every pastor as they prepare to minister your word to your people. I pray that you will give them revelation, give them discernment, exactly what to say in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Bless them. I pray for the finances. I pray for the finances of the churches, the congregations all across America, in the name of Jesus. I pray for people to come to know you. I pray for salvations tomorrow across this nation and in different nations of the world, different churches that are praying with us, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, may people come to know you. If you'd like to donate to our ministry, you can go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And you can go down to the bottom to the donate button and make a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, to this ministry. And if you have a prayer request, you can go down to the bottom of the page, double-click there on the prayer request. You'll have people praying for you day and night because we believe in the power of prayer. Thank you for being a part of Breakout Prayer Network. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me several months ago that I was to have a 24-hour prayer broadcast. And so that's what we're doing. We're praying 24 hours a day. Anytime, day or night, you can pray with us. So thank you very, very much. I speak a blessing over you. I speak a blessing over your life and all you put your hand to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You have a great day. And I'll be praying with you tomorrow here on BPN Radio.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.